Lesson 16, Public Speaking, The Power of Communication. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver, Proverbs 25:11. The right thing said at the right time and said well is a work of art. To communicate well is a skill that can be developed. People gain their impression of your intelligence, confidence, and capabilities from your ability to communicate. Your effectiveness in ministry depends on the ability to influence others. Most ministry consists of communication. Preaching, teaching, counseling, and encouraging are all done by communication. Most ministry leaders are good speakers. It is very unusual for a person who is not a good speaker to be an effective leader. Physical power cannot match the power of an idea communicated effectively. A weapon forces people to do something, but an idea gains their minds and hearts. That is why some governments limit freedom of speech. A passage in James 3:1-8, talks mostly about the tongue's potential for harm. The power of communication can be used for good or harm. God has chosen human communication, empowered by the Holy Spirit, as the means of accomplishing His plan of salvation. Because of the power of communication, a Christian should always use it carefully. As a speaker, you should follow Christian ethics. Always be on the side of truth. Never promote something you do not believe in. Never try to control people by telling them things that are not exactly true or by withholding information that would be important to them. Friendliness. The way you communicate affects your relationships with people. A leader's personal interaction with people is important. People want to know that the leader respects and appreciates them. He should show by his manners that he values people. You should practice interacting with people in a way that they appreciate. Some people think they should never act in a way that is not natural to them, but you should train yourself to have friendly behavior. Your behavior should show the friendliness and respect that you have for people in a way that they can recognize. If it does not, your behavior is not consistent with your heart. If you seem uninterested when you greet someone or even look somewhere else while shaking their hand, they know that you do not value them. If you are a leader, other people feel privileged to talk to you. Give them a feeling of value by giving them attention and interest. You may think you don't have time to do that for everyone, but even a few seconds of focus on a person is worthwhile. Overcoming the fear of public speaking. One of the greatest fears people have is of public speaking. Many people fear public speaking because they don't know what to say. They do not have their thoughts organized. They are not sure that people will like their performance. The first cause of fear is removed by passion. The speaker should have a message that he wants to communicate. If you are asked to preach or teach, you should pray and seek God's inspiration until you have something important to communicate. The second cause of fear is removed by preparation. Take time to think of how you will explain the ideas. List your points and decide what order to present them. Plan how you will finish. Your last sentences should emphasize the most important idea and ask for the response you want. The third cause of fear is removed by success. After you speak and receive positive responses, you will have confidence for the future. Some missionary families were attending a large convention. The director asked two of the fathers if they could each prepare one of their children to speak for a few minutes about missionary life. One father prepared his 10-year-old son by helping him think of some interesting things to say about their lives as missionaries. They practiced together and wrote a few words on a card to help him remember what to say. When he stood before the crowd, he spoke with confidence, and the crowd enjoyed his speech. The other father did no preparation with his son. When the boy was put up to speak, he was frozen with fear, could hardly think of anything to say, and felt humiliated by his poor performance. Choosing a speech topic. The topic must be consistent with the occasion of the meeting. Ask yourself, what do they expect from this speech? The speech topic must be worthwhile. Ask yourself, why do they need to hear this? How will it help them? You need credibility with the topic. Ask yourself, why should they listen to me talk about this? If it is necessary for you to speak on a topic you know little about, you must research. A quick way to research is to talk to a respected person who is knowledgeable about the topic. The topic should connect with the interests and experiences of the audience. Ask yourself, why should they care? How can I make them understand? Making a speech interesting. Controversy gets attention but turns some of the audience against you. Deal with controversy when you have to because of conviction, but never talk about it just to get attention. Be cautious about presenting controversial material that is new to you. Time helps bring balance to new ideas. Stories about your own experiences and lessons you have learned are interesting, but don't talk about yourself so much that the speech seems to be about you. Often, a speaking engagement comes too suddenly for the speaker to prepare thoroughly. The speaker must then draw on his experiences and knowledge. A speaker should be constantly studying to increase the reservoir of material for his speeches. Holding attention. A speaker must regain the audience's attention frequently throughout the speech. Do not assume they are listening. Signs of good listening are when the listeners look back at the speaker, have a thoughtful expression, nod their heads, or make vocal responses, lean forward slightly, ignore distractions, and respond to the speaker's humor or other emotions. When you see these signs, you know they are listening. Throughout your speech, you can use a variety of tactics to regain their attention. Examples are current statistics, humor, a biographical or historical illustration, an interesting quotation, a rhetorical question, a life problem, a hypothetical situation, dramatic repetition of a phrase or slogan, a current event or national situation, or a personal experience. Before making an important point, make sure the audience is listening. Do something to get their attention. Do not make any point during a temporary distraction. If something disturbs the setting for a few seconds, review something you said until the interruption is over, then regain attention. While Oliver was preaching, a small child walked across the front of the church calling for his mother. Most of the people in the church watched the child. Oliver repeated some of what he had already said until the child was picked up, then raised his voice for a few seconds to get the crowd's attention again. Concluding the speech. 1. Prepare the last statements verbatim. 2. Summarize memorably what you most want them to remember. 3. Have a concise closing. 4. Don't apologize for faults that you think the speech had. 5. Close with a challenge or appeal that stirs their feelings. Eye contact. The speaker should look at all sections of the audience, making direct eye contact with as many people as possible. Speaking notes should be designed to read with quick glances so that the speaker does not have to read too much. Be familiar with your notes so that only quick glances are necessary. Voice quality. Common flaws in vocal quality are excessive speed or slowness, mumbling, monotone, artificial tone, or constant emphasis without variety. The quality of your voice affects the impact of your message. To improve your voice quality, consider these factors. Speak clearly and precisely. Speak conversationally where appropriate. Vary speed, force, tone, and volume. Relationship with the audience. A speech is interaction with the audience, even if the audience is not speaking back. They have feelings and opinions about what you say, and those opinions may change during the speech. A high platform and large podium give dignity to the speaker, but they distance him from the crowd and make interaction more difficult. If the crowd is not large, a speaker should stand on the same level with the listeners and use a small podium. To earn respectful attention, your speaking must be acceptable. For example, if you stand on the desk to speak, everyone will listen, but because your action is so unusual, they may not take your message seriously. Certain behaviors and dress are expected for the setting. If you go too far from what is expected, they may not consider you a legitimate speaker. Try to understand the prejudices of your audience and do not offend them without a purpose. If you make them angry about matters unrelated to your purpose, you accomplish nothing. Do not try to correct all of their problems and misunderstandings in one speech. An illustration. If you are pouring milk from a bucket into a bottle, you must pour slowly and carefully, or most of the milk will go on the ground. Likewise, if you try to change your audience too much at one time, they will not receive it. Some factors that will improve your relationship with the audience include: do not direct sarcasm at the audience. Do not seek the audience's pity. They will probably respect you less if they pity you. Avoid personal defense of your actions or character unless that is the purpose of the speech. Show principles that are more important than your own cause. Avoid boasting about your accomplishments. Be careful about personal stories that might sound like boasting. Persuasion. For persuasion or emotional appeal, aim at the majority of the crowd. Lead the audience through the steps to a decision. To change their opinions, you must help them think in a new way. Steps to a decision are: 1. Awareness of a difficulty. 2. Defining the specific problem. 3. Considering possible solutions and the objections to them. 4. Describing the best solution. 5. Planning action to bring about the solution. Anticipate concerns and satisfy them. Build the argument on reason before motivating with emotion. Clarity and unity. The purpose of speaking is to be understood. Do not use vocabulary that is intended to impress particular members of the audience while leaving others uninformed. Some of the points below do not apply to a sermon that is a narrative style. 1. Make sure every sentence is immediately understood. The listener cannot review or control the speed of the presentation. 2. Have a one-sentence theme, memorably stated. 3. Discard all material that does not contribute to the purpose. 4. Connect each idea to the previous idea or to the theme. 5. Keep the theme visible throughout the speech. 6. Choose the best order for the points. 7. Establish each point thoroughly before proceeding. 8. Plan smooth transition between points. The practice of writing. A speaker should practice writing speeches and articles. This exercise will develop his ability to communicate clearly. The practice of choosing the best words to use while writing will help him think of the best words while speaking. Writing helps the speaker practice explaining ideas. If you begin to write something and are not sure how to write it, you are also unprepared to speak about that idea. You need to take the time to consider how to explain something in writing. Writing helps a person realize when he needs more information. If he is not sure that a statement is exactly correct, he can research it. Always remember that your words may be quoted, whether spoken or written. If you say things that are not accurate, people will learn that they cannot depend on what you say. 5 summary statements. 1. People gain their impression of your intelligence, confidence, and capabilities from your ability to communicate. 2. Show friendliness and respect in a way that people can recognize. 3. A speaker must gain the audience's attention frequently throughout the speech. 4. For persuasion, lead them through the steps to a decision. And 5. Writing helps the speaker practice explaining ideas. This concludes Lesson 16, Public Speaking.